everybody, and welcome to Silver Metal, a show where we talk about Power Rangers. Why? Because fuck you.
That's a good a reason as any.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
Because it's what we grew up with, yeah. And it's why we love Sentai and Kamen Rider in the first place.
Yeah. Insert metal. Rising from the ashes, Silvercaster Overkill!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Ishida's Azeal.
Royal and Loud, Pink Caster, Lytrid.
Fashionable Headwear, Omega Caster, Biffalo.
Bringing Tokusatsu to the West,
Cast Ranger,
Silver Metal.
Game on!
So, we're going to talk about episode 4 and a special topic.
Episode 4 of Dino Charge.
Dino Charge. And we're going to talk about a special topic of the most hated riders? Where's my Sentai jar? The most hated rangers of based on their personalities. So, like, based on how much of a dick they are or how much, like, they are or anything like that. And we got some pretty good ones, so... Yeah, we talked about it just before the show, and we got some really good ones here.
And today we have Overkill, myself, Ishida's Zeal, and a rare appearance of Mr. Pink Caster Lytrid.
What? He's only missed one! For God's sake!
Fuck you!
One out of four.
Hey, yeah, you're missing one third of the quarter. One quarter of the of our show.
I'm pulling
That's
your
a
leg,
lot.
Calm down.
And you.
No, fuck all of y'all, because we got... Mr. Biffalo, which
Hello.
I keep wanting to call him Mr. Buffalo, and it's really annoying. So I'm just going to call you Biff. That's what you are. You're Back to the Future Biff.
Hello, McFly.
As in the comic book onomatopoeia when someone gets punched.
Yeah.
Biff.
So apparently we have some news that I don't know about because Chris wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, so while I was researching for my my choice for the Hated Ranger topic, I was looking at the wiki for Dino Charge and... got some interesting news/confirmation regarding the American versions of Kyoryu Gray and Violet, a.k.a. the Purple Ranger and the Graphite Ranger. So, based on the casting calls when the show was first announced, we were correct about, A, Kendall's going to be the Purple Ranger.
No, nice.
And B, Riley's older brother is going to be the Gray Ranger.
Oh, yeah, I saw
Did
him.
We ever see Riley's older brother?
Yeah,
he was the guy in the first episode.
Yeah,
like,
he had, like, three lines.
Yeah, playing Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
So he's going to be the Graphite Ranger. I still hate that name.
No, I like it. I like it better than Gray.
He was on a horse.
He was on a horse? That makes him an immediate ranger?
Yeah. They established his character. He's immediately either a ranger or a villain.
He had more than three lines of dialogue. He's of note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's either a ranger or a villain or, like, or someone who gets kidnapped.
Or a subplot.
Or a kidnapping. Yeah.
Or all of the above.
So, yeah. Let's get into the show, then. Power Rangers Dino Charge! I don't remember how it started.
it started with
Kona. Oh, yeah, Kona, like, breaking into a fucking wall. Like, he's like, I'm gonna draw me pretty pictures of tits! Ding, ding, ding. Oh, look, pretty Jim! Oh, no, there's a monster!
I was joking during the episode that's like, Coda's like chiseling stuff into a wall, and I just want one of the cavemen in the back to be like, dude, you want a pen? We got some new pens in today. I know!
We invented a new thing. It's called the pencil. We use the Graphite Ranger.
And they still use it with a chisel. With a hammer, with a pencil.
Yeah. We use the Graphite Ranger to make the pencil.
The Graphite Ranger has a pencil. That's awesome.
But yeah, so he
His head
goes.
Is the eraser.
Yeah. He goes and like he's, here's you know Trini out there screaming, and
and he has to save baby Trini from a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah. No, Trini was the saber-toothed tiger.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was the joke we did.
And then he kills her again. She's dead again.
He tackles the giant CGI saber-toothed tiger off of the edge of a cliff.
And then he's like, my hand feels weird. Ah, I'm trying to get to Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, he found the blue energem while he was chiseling the wall.
Yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then he's like, my hand feels weird. Oh god, I'm triggering the Spider-Man, aren't I?
As he falls into the ocean, he bonds with the energem. So I guess that means he can survive a fucking 50-foot drop off a cliff into the fucking ocean.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm still mad that they said that, you know, you don't age, right?
Yeah.
Some of the dinosaurs should have survived.
No, they got asteroided in the face.
Yeah, but all of them died? Every single one?
Yep.
Even the ones that, like, hid inside a cave?
I'm pretty sure the ones from Jurassic World were the only survivors.
Oh. Oh.
Let's just say when he fell into the ocean, the power protected him.
Ooh!
Yeah, but you gotta kill Lane.
BRB ending the illustrious
career. So then we quickly cut
to
him, like, waking up. And he hears, like, a noise, and he's like, oh my god, what the fuck? It's like a dinosaur or something! And then he runs out, and it's the Rangers testing out the new dino cycle.
It sounds like the Sabertooth Tiger again, because they put a fucking, like, a 12-inch pipe muffler on it, so a fucking motherfucker sounds like goddamn Sabertooth Tiger screaming.
But yeah, so we get to see the first appearance of the dino cycle, and I actually like it. It's cool.
It's just a bike, it's just a machine in this series.
Well, but you never know. They might have, like, later on.
Well, I mean, they're forming. I mean, they're going to have to explain either the lack or purpose of the Beast Battery number 12 eventually, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or 11, whatever one it was. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 11. 12 was Dino's Grander.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I just like how when they first introduce this, they're like, this is our new Dino Cycle, now only $15.99. Bug your parents.
Yeah.
And Chase is just like,
the best part is... I look great
on
it.
Yeah, I look great on it. I'm like, yeah. Oh,
Chase, you're such a bitch.
Yep.
You know, if I was allowed to pick, like, the worst ranger, I would probably pick Chase.
Hey, no one's stopping you.
Hey, he is a good shot.
Yeah, but you know, I'm disallowing Dino Charge because it's not a full season.
Sure.
So, like, Shelby notices that Coda's, like, kind of, like, scared, and he's, like, explains, like, yeah, things are still scared of me.
It's
okay. Like, oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, that's okay, that's fine. Literally, here's Shelby's phone, it turns around, smashes it, and you just see Shelby, like,
and then Kendall makes fun of her for just, like, trying to, you know, comfort him. But, before that, Shelby was all, it's okay, Coda. I know you're totally not used to the modern world, but that's so fetch. We can totally acclimatize you to modern life.
It was Chase who said that, not Kendall.
No, it was Shelby.
No, but, no. Chase said, like, don't worry, after.
Oh, yeah, afterwards.
It wasn't Kendra, it was Chase.
Kendra?
He's like,
we keep saying Kendra.
Her name was Kendra.
Kendricks.
Nope, it was Kendra.
Yeah.
Captain McSlut Dickface.
So Shelby gets her fucking phone destroyed, and the purpose of that scene was to establish that the minute Coda hears a sound that sounds anything unfamiliar, he will turn and immediately smash the source. So that's gonna be a thing that happens this whole show, probably.
Probably not after the end of the episode.
Coda's speech impediment's getting really fucking annoying, and I hope it doesn't last the whole show.
What I think's gonna happen, personally, is that over the course of the season... he'll slowly get better by the end.
The actor gets mad. Is mad that he doesn't have that. You can't. He has to talk like caveman.
Like
he loves the fact he's in Power Rangers, but like
he got the shit role.
Yeah.
He's
got the Ziggy role.
Hey, at least I liked
Ziggy.
Yeah,
I liked Ziggy.
No, but my point is, so he's going to learn in 20-odd episodes what 100,000 years couldn't do.
He was trapped in the ice. The spirit of the stone.
When did he get free then? We don't know that part. Power
of the cards.
Because they found. They probably. Cave that he has, it's probably his original cave.
Yeah, you know what? When they dug up the power. The base.
Power chamber?
Yeah, when they dug up the ruins of the command center, that's when they found him. Probably. I don't know. They haven't established that yet.
I apologize for my coughing, by the way. I am not of the best of.
So Chase is like, hey, you know what, Coda, it's okay, I'm going to teach you how to ride a bike. And then you see him awkwardly learning how to ride a bike.
On a kid's bike, with a kid-size helmet, mind you.
Oh, but before that, it goes back to, like, Sledge's command ship. And, like, Sledge is, like, in Poisandro just yelling at Fury because, like, he's like, oh, you still haven't gotten the inner gems. Like, he had 65 million years to get them, you've never found them, blah, blah, blah. So then,
in other words, Dino Charge is just a story of huge, massive, long failures on everyone's part.
Yeah.
So they introduce a new monster, that's like
the jail cell dude.
Yeah. I kind of like him.
Yeah,
I like his design. He's pretty cool.
I like his hat.
I wish that he captured them and put them in his shoulder.
I think they did in Curator.
Is that Tiger?
So Poisandra is pissed off because she's like, oh, like I'm tired of this. Like, Sledge, just go actually like do something. And Sledge is like, oh, it's okay, my dear. I got you a gift. And literally, here's the appearance of Lucrio from Kyurugir.
Lucky-uro.
Yeah, Lucky-uro.
Finally.
And apparently, he was a monster that, what's the actual guy's name?
Wrench.
Yeah, Wrench created, and his name is Kyurio. And,
Or Cheerio, by Chris's standards.
I misheard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that. I like that he's just like he was created. Like he's like a Frankenstein monster.
It feels like they've drained all of the soul from the character. I'm like, no, what have they done to you?
I might get his action figure just because I think that'd be cute.
I know the action figure I want. I want to get the Sledge one myself.
I'll probably get Sledge too, but I want a Poisandra figure. Like, Bandai, do it.
If I had to pick one of them to get a figure of, it would probably... It's a tough call between Fury and Wrench for me. I like them both.
Well, there is a Fury.
Get them both.
There is a Fury figure out right now, so
I don't feel like spending more. All right.
So then after this, they just fuck off and they don't see them for the rest of the episode because they're probably out touching each other.
So Chase and Coda are like sitting on a bench talking about how Coda sucks at everything and that.
No, they actually went biking.
Yeah, they went biking, but he's bad at it.
Yeah, and then he fell over and like in the weirdest pratfall ever, just lands flat on his helmet. Like, I mean, like ass up, face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck. You know, that's
the way I like to fuck up while riding a bike.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of, like, when he fell off the bike, he kind of, like, stopped himself forward, so he was, like...
He landed flat on his face. Like, flat on the top of his head, then he fell over and ate grass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then he spit it out. I remember.
No,
me no.
You fucking piece of shit, you fucking spat in my mouth.
Sorry.
Oh!
Yeah, this week's episode, spat in my mouth.
God damn it, I just French kissed Chris.
I know, mouthful of grass.
But I have a Halls in my mouth, so you only got the Halls juice.
Anyway.
You're vomit caster.
yellow caster. Vomit.
Pale yellow caster.
Yeah. So basically what happens is
the jail cell monster
comes down and grabs Chase and he's like, ha ha, I've defeated you and I will defeat all of you.
Because apparently Chase has zero reflexes.
No, he said duck, and of course when you yell duck to someone, they always try to look around.
I actually would have thought Coda would grab Chase and like, you know, pull him forward.
If they did that would be actually good. So they wouldn't have conflict.
True.
Also, he can't be in the episode. So, he goes, gets captured, blah, 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 blah. Fucking Coda picks up a shovel and is like, ha ha, the Red Ranger did this!
So why can't I?
And it beats the shit out of him, kind of.
Why do we even need, like the Energems? We can just defeat everyone with
shovels. He wasn't wearing it!
There was, like, he was wearing the gem around his neck earlier, but then if you pay attention during some of the later bits of that scene... You don't see the Energem necklace on him.
No,
it's very well hidden.
He absorbed it via osmosis through his skin. Like, it's stupid, but... So he goes and fights him, gets his fucking ass kicked, gets kicked to the other side of the fucking park! Like, down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
This kid's like... Doopy doopy doo. Hey, there's a monster over there fighting. I'll just keep biking like normal. Don't worry. Oh, God, no!
So the cage monster throws a cage and captures the kid on his bike and Coda as he tried to jump on him to get him out of the way.
His name is Peter.
Fuck Peter.
We didn't learn that at that point.
I know.
His name is Peter.
Peter Jackson. Should have let him die.
So he captures Coda and the kid, and they get sent to the random cave on the other end of town. And apparently the way they... By the way,
the same cave that held the golden helmet from Operation Overdrive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
New Zealand.
Yep. That's where they have to
do it. By the way, there was a scene earlier where they made fun of Chase's New Zealand accent because he was like, come take a squiz.
No. There's another scene that you missed earlier as well. I thought you were going to mention it, but you didn't. Where he's like... oh, don't worry, I'll teach you how to ride. I've ridden everything from bicycles to kangaroos. And then what's his name?
Riley
goes,
kangaroos well, in Australia, yeah, not New Zealand.
New Zealand. Details. And he's like, eh, whatever. And I'm just like, ha, 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 ha.
But yeah, earlier when they're looking at the bike, he's like, all right, Coda, come take a squiz. And I was like, take a squeeze?
No,
apparently squiz is New Zealand for taking a look.
I guess. Or maybe it's just like everyone biker talk.
New Zealand listeners, confirmed and
yeah, because we have New Zealand. We barely have American viewers.
Hey, if there are any, say your piece. We want to hear.
I'm American.
Or else Lane will die.
Yeah, we leave comments. Lane will die if
hashtag
you don't.
Hashtag comments for Lane.
But so what happens is after that, he gets the kid's in there, and he's like,
the cage is dented because of the bike.
But he's like, are you okay? He goes, my leg's broken!
Because a kid can totally diagnose that.
Goes and gives him a splint, which, if his leg was not broken, giving him a splint is actually worse.
Especially a messed up piece of branch
when he did. When I broke my leg when I was 13, I could tell.
Lane,
I've often thought my leg or whatever was broken when it turned out to not be.
Even if it's like...
You can't completely diagnose yourself.
Yeah, it's... Okay, your bone is like... Unless your leg goes like that. Okay,
well, it's typical TV. Oh, I'm injured badly. Yeah. That's the worst thing.
You could have just said my leg hurts a lot.
Are you okay? I think I have syphilis.
Why?
Are you okay? You gave me
AIDS.
Why
didn't the power protect me?
Cades.
Anyway, so he's like, oh, the bike landed on the cage, so now you can pull it out. He's like, bicycle, my one weakness. And picks it up and throws it.
Yeah, the monster, throws the bike and tries to stomp on it, but misses and then kicks it again.
No, that's him taking the bike out of the cage to get the kid out.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like...
He almost as if it were a trained move, slips himself right through the gap and then helps him get out.
And he's like, watch your leg.
I'm like, that's practice.
And then he splints it. Oh no, then he's like, I'm gonna light a fire. Whoosh, what? Holy fuck, I know how to make fire.
He spins his arms on this the way we've all been taught in cooking to light a fire, and in 6 seconds there's a fully lit torch.
Not only was it lit, there was
some burn on it.
Yeah, no, there was a cloth around it, and it looked like it was an orange flame, so that means that it was an oil fire and not a wooden fire.
Whatever.
So, you know, fuck you. That's it. I'm gonna sell that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
So they use the wind blowing the torch to see where the exit of the cave is, and Coda saves Peter and leaves Chase to rot.
Yeah, fuck you, Chase. No one likes you. Bye.
Well, it's because the child's more important, and Chase could handle his own if a situation
happened. Caveman strength. Lift cage. Fuck
no, he couldn't do it. He tried.
Or at least punch it or something.
He tried. He couldn't do it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he tried. He tried bending it.
Yeah, Chase was like, oh, I bet even with your caveman strength, you can't bend them, huh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, man, pay attention to the fucking episodes. I know you're tired and all, but God. Come on, it's our job here.
I'm busy yelling at other shit.
So, yeah, the other two rangers get on their bike, and they go do their thing, and
they all make their way to the same cave after tracking them through GPS.
He's like, oh crap, there's a fork in the road. What do we do? Oh, here's the cell phone. And he makes a noise, and he's like, oh God, it made a noise. Why didn't he break it?
Because the kid was on his back. His hands were tied.
I guess. But then he's like, okay, well, what you do is you press buttons, receive bacon.
Here, I'll pull up this picture of the mountain island with a blinking dot on it. That'll tell you which way to go.
Yeah, and then he's like, okay, I'm going to go right anyway.
No, he went left.
He went left. Whatever.
Yeah.
He did a thing. He went away in a thing.
So they get out of the cave just in time for the other rangers to show up and be useless.
Yeah. They were pretty useless.
They were useless.
They were fucking useless!
At least they came! That's all that matters.
The only people who are allowed to come is me and Shelby. I want some of that chocolate milk, baby.
Anyways.
Now I hope she listens to
So there's
to
a
us.
Funny scene where, Coda's like, oh, or he brings Stone, he's like, oh, get the child to safety. And as, he's leaving, they just slow down, showing Peter, and he's like, Coda!
Why do you have that stuck in your head?
I think it's funny.
It's not funny.
I thought it was funny.
God. You guys are fucking like...
It was when I watched the second episode of Operation Overdrive when the Red Ranger, and he's like, Overdrive! Accelerate! It's funny when they slow down them.
He was experiencing Doriori.
Yes, exactly.
Passport!
Anyways. So they so then they just they transform these monsters. It's weird, like, okay, I wasn't on last week's episode, so I didn't get to make comments on this, but I kind of find, like, I understand that they have to have just, like, an already pre-made morphing sequence so they don't, like, have to refilm it every single time. But, you know, I don't like how they have the whole, like, undersuits.
Yeah, I already said my very loud piece on the whole completely stocked footage henshin.
Yeah, but...
And I wanted to say something else. I didn't notice this last week because I was too busy raging at the entire thing, but... That one shot where they look up right before the, like, hollow heads hit them, they're straight up just, it switches from a black suit to a white suit, even though, right as the finishing part ends, it's, like, not even a suit, just, like, a glow effect on their bodies.
Because they're unleashing power. Yeah,
I thought that was weird.
Yeah, like, we solid black suit to a white suit, and then, like, the glowing bits that become the costume.
Yeah, anyways. I understand why they did it, though, because it saves them time and money. And they can just use that sequence whenever the fuck they want.
It does look really cool, though.
And then we have the Megazord. No, he comes out. No, he's already out.
He grows big.
No, they fight, right?
Yeah, they fight him.
They destroy him.
And then he puts the Gabatira fucking...
Yes, they quickly... Okay, David and Ichi apparently have a problem with
You this. Are wrong!
Okay.
100%!
All right, never mind, then. So, I was saying that sometimes... David says I'm wrong on this, but I guess I might be, might not be. I don't know. But sometimes they do like to keep in, like, maybe bits of footage or something as, like, a quick homage or something. But they might that might not be the case. They might just be lazy. But I'm okay when they use Sentai footage because they have to use...
Maybe we should say what the fuck you're talking about first.
That's what I was trying to, and he cut me off. Okay. But, you know, whatever.
Okay. Continue.
You put the... They go and they fight, and they show the close-up of him putting the Beast Battery into his gun to do the... Bang bang shoot.
Yeah, it's
in the Dino Charger.
And it's the Gabutira battery.
It's a Gabutira battery, not the Tyrannosaurus Rex battery.
Because it's a whole set of stock Kyoryuger battle footage that they're using. And we maintain that they just either forgot or were too lazy.
I think it's the latter.
Which is really strikes me as odd because there were absolutely some shots from earlier episodes of close-ups with the Tyrannosaur battery that they could have totally reused and no one would have noticed.
Yeah, it's stupid.
But I think it was because it was a shot of, he was already on the bike, so they had to have a clip of him actually moving on
the motion. No, but the difference, it was a close-up of the gun and you couldn't see anything else around
it. Yeah, it was just the sky.
Okay, well, anyways, whatever. Okay, remember this. Yes, in the end, it is a kid's show. Yes, they probably do know it's adult fans, but they are targeting kids.
They
more
may be
audience.
Targeting kids, but they...
Here's the thing.
If they're putting Go-Go Power Rangers in their fucking theme song, they know who are watching these shows.
No, but they also want to reuse that song because
the other thing. I think Dino Charge, just from these episodes we've seen, is good enough to deserve justification of its wrongdoings. Just like Gaim. When Gaim had bullshit, we called it out because it was a good enough show that it deserves to be brought up. Every other show we talk about, we're like, oh, whatever, it's a kid's show, let's not get into it too much, because those shows weren't good enough to deserve proper criticizing. That's why I'm saying in Dino Charge, it deserves to be brought up because the show can be better.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What do you think, Biff? You haven't said much.
Biff?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Have you heard a word we said?
Yes. Sorry.
You monster frisbee.
So what do you think about all of the things we just said? Without repeating any of it.
I do agree that...
We lost him! Okay, good! Alright.
No, I do agree that... It's okay if they make a few mistakes every once in a while, but if it's constant, then...
Mistakes are mistakes, but my point is something so easily fixable seems like a letdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on, like, the interpretation, I guess, of the way that, you know...
Like, maybe there are other people that interpret it like Lane did, that it was like a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge homage.
And but then if it was, then...
There's always the possibility that it may have been,
then,
but
you mean that, so if they do it again, is it just they're going to keep homaging it over and over again?
I don't know. I think if they do it a couple more times, then it's not an homage.
Yeah.
Because if they do it once, fine, sure. I'm willing to let it slide on... I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt this time.
Okay, well, in the end, in my own opinion, it's not a big deal to me.
No, it's not a big deal, but because it's not a big deal, it could have been fixed.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the greatest Megazord ever.
This show's got way better in store.
Yeah.
Oh, the Dino Charge Megazord? Yeah.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Stegoraptor formation!
Yeah, so, even though this was a Coda-heavy episode, apparently this was supposed to be the episode where Riley debuts the Raptor Zord.
No, well, they already debuted the Blue Zord already, so what's the use of debuting it again?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they gotta go with the footage they have for the episode.
Mm-hmm. That's why they put the Black Ranger in the friggin'...
In the cage.
In the cage, because he wasn't in the episode at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Raptor Zord's cool, especially the toy version of the Raptor Zord, because in Kyoranger, like, the Zaktor, it was actually just, like, when you put the battery in and, like, turn, it, like, makes, like, a sort of claw, but it was just, like, it wasn't that much different. It
popped out to the side a little.
But when you actually see the Raptor Zord for Dino Charge... The toy, when you actually put it in, it actually, like, all three of them, like, separate, and it actually looks like a claw. Like, it's kind of like a guitar. Like, opens like a guitar.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I like that far more.
All right.
Sorry, he wants to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The one thing I want to say about the name of the Megazord, it's better than Jungle Fury.
Everything is better than Jungle Fury.
I mean the name, like Stegoraptor Formation. It's better than, like, with Bat Power or with Elephant Power.
I didn't even watch Jungle Fury, so that's news to me, but good to hear.
Yeah, they did, like, Jungle Pride Megazord with Bat Power.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
The show is dumb.
No.
Yes.
Like Jungle Fury.
No,
good.
You can, like... you.
Like Cora said it was good!
Because you like bad things!
I like Jungle Fury.
Well, you also like bad things. Anyway, before fucking Chris blows everyone's ears open with his shitty fucking singing, so let's talk about the fact that the finisher is awesome, that he spits out a fireball, absorbs it, and fucking beats the shit out of him with it.
It's like fucking fire slash type deal.
Yeah, I like it.
It's pretty cool. I'd like to point out that this is the sword and shield combo. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I would love to have him go like, dink, dink.
The fandom dubbed it Kyoryugen Knight because it's Sword and Shield.
Wow, I didn't actually know about that. That's cool.
Yeah, there's this one guy on, like, DeviantArt or whatever who, like, gave names to all the potential Kyoryugen combinations. It's pretty awesome.
I'll have to look that up.
And just for trivia's sake, the default combination of Stegochi and Drusera is known as Kyoryugen Samba. By merit
that makes
of,
sense.
By merit of the... The carnival forms.
Yeah, carnival. All
right, and then he defeats the monster. The monster goes away. He goes, they swap, and then Pink goes and, like, drills into Chase's skull.
Yeah, they send the Triceratops after changing Zords and the Megazord to go and free Chase from his cell, and you see this hilarious shot of Drusera's tail drilling into the cave and barely missing Chase's head by, like, a foot or two.
How did he still get out of the cage?
It drilled a little further, I don't know.
He's a good shot.
Sure.
Get out!
That's that good shot.
Get out of the series.
So I'm
editing Lane out of the whole episode.
I always put that in my tweets when I mention his actor, so I'm just like, I like Chase when he did this. Hashtag good shot.
Whatever.
Speaking of that, I just want to say, I like the fact how when they, after they do the roll call, Tyler says it's about to get wild.
Yeah, I noticed that a couple, one or two episodes ago.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tummy.
I still like the fact that they hummed the theme.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was really cool.
I'm looking forward to whatever other nods this series might make.
Well, considering that three of them like the Sentai, and before they never really watched the Sentai.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Dino Thunder, they did.
Yeah.
You know what I like to imagine? I like to imagine that the cast members who have watched the Sentai notice something that the American version did and be like, wait, but they did it this way, and then they correct it, that kind of thing?
Saban does not do that. They've done that, Saban, like, with Megaforce. The guys watched whatever Megaforce was.
Ghost Ager?
And they said, hey, they've done it this way, and Saban just goes, just do it this way, it's the way it's written. He is really strict.
So I've discovered after listening yesterday to Austin St. John.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after this. We'll talk about let's get back to the episode that we've derailed.
We're not done yet.
Because we have to talk about him learning how to ride a bike again.
Yeah. So
off a cliff.
Oh yeah, right. So cut back to Peter, who's like got a proper cast on his leg, and he's telling his friends about how the caveman saved him. And Coda shows up with a shiny new blue bike because Coda gets a discount on blue things, probably.
I have the blue Energem. Do I get a discount on blue things? Yeah, of course you do. You're a power.
The blue Energem with the power to paint bikes blue.
Yeah. It was originally a red bike.
And Coda's like, here, this bike for you. I give to you.
No, he never actually said that, but he's just like.
And he's
like, I give you bicycle. Yeah, that.
So, sorry. And the kid kid teaches him how to ride a bike in exchange for saving him. And as he starts riding off, you see this nice little wide shot that him and his family are hanging out at the edge of a fucking cliff. Great place to be learning how to ride a bike.
And play frisbee. Don't worry, gust of wind is so strong. Well, we just lost our frisbee forever. Fuck you.
Don't worry, if Coda falls off the cliff, the blue Energem will just save him again.
Yeah.
Fact.
100,000 years. 100,000 years.
We'll wait another 100,000. He'll be the first member of the Kyuriger 100 years later.
Oh God! If they do Dino Turns 100 years,
you owe me like $20.
Yeah, that would be
now.
Awesome.
I don't care. Okay, so that's the episode.
And yeah, it wasn't good.
It's there's a bit of a downward curve happening, but I've still got high hopes for the show.
Oh, I'm gonna keep watching to the end.
Okay, well, cool. You can do whatever you want.
Regardless of whether it's...
We're going to have to anyway, but I'm still, you know, fuck you.
That's what I say.
Okay.
Anyway, just suck a dick.
Shutting down all my opinions.
Yes.
I'm not shutting down your opinions.
I'm shutting down all of your opinions today.
I'm not. I'm merely presenting our side of this argument.
And I'm sitting here jerking off, but, you know, that's usual.
Yeah. So, and now let's move on to our feature topic.
Feature topic.
So this week... we're talking about which Power Rangers really piss us off, which Rangers annoy us, which characters we just don't like.
Biff, you're first. Go.
Well, I actually had kind of a hard time with this one because there aren't exactly a lot of Rangers that stick out in my head that I really hate.
Well, we usually have like a proper choice and an honorable mention if you just want to pick two.
Honorable mention, because I know I can't make a most hated Ranger list without it, but Justin from Turbo.
Oh,
okay.
I understand, but
I thought he was the new Blue Ranger.
I thought he was the reason why Power Rangers almost died.
Guys, so. I'm the new cast Ranger. Isn't it great?
No.
I choose what?
Cast Rangers
suck.
They do.
He said
0 out of 10.
Having pinned one of the core members.
And my actual pick would be Mac, the Red Operation Overdrive Ranger.
Oh my God.
The android.
Yeah, that I remember when I first watched that episode of Operation Overdrive like years ago, where they revealed Mac was an android. My exact words were, that's stupid.
So that explains his boring personality.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
That's just good writing to wrap around a terrible performance.
Yeah.
Wait
good.
A fucking minute. Just quickly.
That's good.
If Mac was an android, then how is he able to dream? Because the first episode he was dreaming.
How
he was
did
something.
How was he how also Screen, did he have
wait,
bad luck?
Wait. Screensaver.
Okay. How did he have bad luck? They even brought it up.
Saver.
They even brought it up in the bad luck thing. It goes,
glitch.
How?
Glitch.
No.
Bug in the programming.
Because Sentai.
Because fuck you, as
Red,
you would say.
Fucking Red was in the fucking
Yeah,
game,
in right? the episode he had to dress up like a fucking sombrero and shit in Boganranger. I saw the episode where it came from.
Oh, Boganger.
Yeah.
He had to dress up with the sombrero.
Yeah. Boken Ranger. All right.
He uses a Boken.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's your stuff?
Yep.
All right. Chris.
Okay, so...
No. Oh, God.
What?
I don't like your Vidian.
Okay.
Do it anyway.
My honorable mention goes to Eric, a.k.a. the Quantum Ranger, because he was a fucking asshole from start to finish, even when he was a good guy.
Yeah.
I just didn't like him.
Yeah, he kind of was.
I just didn't like him. He rubbed me the wrong way.
He was never bad. He just, like...
He just never was good.
He wanted to take control of things. He wanted to be the hero.
He wanted to be the man who ruled over heaven. And walked the path of heaven.
No. I now have my honor. I now have my actual and honorable mention now. Because I didn't have it before, but now I do.
Okay. And my proper selection goes to Captain Blandvilus, a.k.a. Troy from Megaforce.
Yep.
God, that guy cannot emote. Oh, God.
Yeah. He can't emote.
It's Morphin time. Go, Megaforce.
In a series fraught with peril and general terribleness, this was not a light in the darkness.
You know, they almost made a new show instead of calling it Super Megaforce. They were going to call it Kamen Rider, they're going to call it Power Rangers Pirates. And it was going to be its own show, but then they said, no,
let's keep this boring cast that no one likes.
Except kids, apparently. But, so... All right, that's your shit.
I probably would have said him, but the problem is I haven't watched Megaforce or Super Megaforce aside from the finale.
Watch episode one of each season, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
And maybe just the Legend War at the end, just for closure.
Lane.
Mm.
So my honorable mention is Taylor from Wild Force, because the Yellow Ranger, because she was a bitch. I never liked her. Like
Turbo bitch.
When Cole joined the team, she was like, completely against it. She's like, no, we don't know this guy. He's from the jungle. Why should we make him our leader? Why should we trust him? And I'm like, fuck you! Give him a chance!
I understand not wanting to make him your leader right away, but not even a member of the team.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. She actually falls in love with Eric. Like, her and Eric kind of become a thing. That's funny.
My HM loves your HM.
Yep. But it was cool that she was a fighter pilot, so I'll give her props for that. But my most hated ranger, in my opinion, is Jack from SPD, the Red Ranger.
I liked him.
He
had that one episode.
I didn't
episode.
Really mind him.
I completely understand.
Yeah, one episode, guys!
That one episode where he was drunk with power, and after that he was okay.
No, I completely understand, like, why he became the Red Ranger, because Krueger wanted to, like, teach him more, give him responsibility, make him improve as a person.
And put Sky in his fucking chair.
Fuck you, love Sky!
No, so do I, but he needed to be put in his fucking chair!
I know. But anyways, I didn't like Jack. He wasn't a cool Red Ranger, in my opinion. And he was very cocky.
Most Red Rangers are.
No, but he was, like, super cocky.
The one thing I did like about
Jack... Can't see the shit-eating smile I have on my face right now.
Okay,
sorry, what were you saying, Biff?
One kind of redeeming thing about Jack was that one episode, the end of that one episode where that meteorite was coming to destroy the Earth, and Jack supposedly sacrificed himself.
Yeah, I'll give him that. That
was pretty cool.
That was
I also liked the one part where he lent the red Morpher to Sky.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
Mm. Even though the Morphers have no differences other than color.
Jack did have his moments. Like, I'm not saying he's entirely bad character, but...
The Red Rangers got different weapons.
Do they?
Yeah, he had the twin guns.
Oh.
And they morphed into a blast. No, but I'm not fully hating on Jack. It's just that I don't like him for his personality that much.
I can't believe Chris didn't pick the fucking Team A from SPD.
Well, yeah, they're assholes, but they're supposed to be assholes.
They were evil.
They were well written.
Alright, well, my honorable mention is Future Wes from Time Force.
Oh, Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a huge asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot about him.
You said Time Force, I was like, oh yeah, there's that guy.
But he did send them shit.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
That's
because
he was ordered to.
Yeah, he was forced to. He was also forced to bring them in, but then they were like, fuck you, I'm going to be over here in the past where you can't get me.
Wes is like, or Alex is like, I love you, Jen. Jen's like, no, Wes is nice.
I'm going to suck Wes's dick now.
For all its shortcomings, you gotta give Time Force props. It was one of very, very few tokusatsu series with a successful romance plotline.
Yeah.
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 And then, for my actual most hated ranger, Sky.
Okay.
Damn you.
Wow. He is a dick!
But he learned his lesson.
That doesn't matter!
No.
If you're a fucking sexist fucking piece of shit, does not give you redemption later. You're still a sexist piece of shit.
No, and then in the last episode, when Kruger asked him the same question, he's like,
okay,
he's
cool.
Like, Cindy's the Red Ranger. Would you follow under battle? And he's like, I would follow any.
Awesome.
The point.
Awesome. He still had his moment where he was like, fuck it. That Ranger has a vagina. I don't want to go anywhere near that. I'm gay.
No, but the point is, that's how it was. His character arc worked.
Well, it doesn't matter if they did it with like anyone else other than the girl. I would have been like, okay, fine. But no, he goes, if she became the Red Ranger, would you follow her in the battle, sir? She's a girl.
With all due respect, sir.
I'd also like to put on the record that Sid is actually terrible. Like my least favorite SPD Ranger.
Sid?
Yeah.
Which one's Sid?
The Pink Ranger, the girl.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like her.
She actually would not be a fit leader.
No.
She was hot. That was,
yeah.
Beside the point of the argument. But
she looked like Pamela Anderson.
All she ever did was turn her fist into metal a couple times. Nothing of value.
She did that like twice.
Exactly.
Man, she must be really good with ladies.
I kind of, when I was little, I forgot she had that power.
Exactly.
Hey,
right?
You know what?
Everyone else has got a cool, memorable, useful power.
Except for what's his name?
Bridge?
Yeah, Bridge's powers weren't used that much either.
Hey, it's only thanks to him and his powers that they found out the Ace Squad were evil.
Yeah, okay.
That was
hella
useful.
But using it once...
When is that...
They never used... The only people who used their powers the most was Red and the chick in the yellow.
Sky used his a bunch.
What was Sky's?
Shields.
It was the energy shields.
Oh, yeah, he used it a little bit.
He had barriers.
But the speed boost and it going through walls thing was way
used
more.
No,
he had cloning.
It wasn't the speed
yeah.
boost.
Yeah.
Jack went through walls and Zed cloned herself.
Yeah, that
or
was
Z.
What it was.
Yeah, whatever.
Z or Zed, doesn't
Z,
matter.
Z was hot.
Yeah, I liked her.
Alright, well, that's the end of the episode.
Okay. So. Post your most hated rangers in the comments, wherever you may be listening to
Please
this.
Please do, because I really just don't care.
Is it Justin? Is
care.
It Tommy? Is it Zach?
Tommy?
Is it Flag? Is it Trini? Because she's dead? No.
No, they're
no!
All,
yeah, Trini's dead. That's fine.
I take that back. May you rest in peace.
Priest?
Rest in peace.
Wow!
Rest in peace. Rest
in peace.
I am putting like an echo effect on that.
Rest in peace.
That was my, no,
that was your
speech. I fucked up.
That was your Asian, that was your Asian racism coming out.
That was my autism.
That was
Badass.
Rest.
That was my autism being stupid.
That was Badass.
Alright, guys. See you later. See you later there, Biff.
Thanks.
Goodbye, Priest.
Thanks, Biff, for joining us.
Thank you,
thanks so much for having me.
Keep retweeting my tweets, buddy.
Maxim-
give me strength.
Lane's gone to his super form. Maximum whore.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Bye.